The charity Save the Children estimates that more than 500,000 boys and girls under five will die of hunger this year in countries plagued by conflict, as feuding parties deliberately block humanitarian aid. The charity says that there were more than 1,400 occasions last year when access to humanitarian aid was denied in conflict zones. World News from the BBC. Police in the U.S. state of Texas say an officer who shot dead a man in his Dallas apartment after mistaking the victim's flat for her own has been charged with manslaughter. Amber Geiger is accused of killing Botham Jean on Thursday in the block of flats where they both lived after returning from a shift at work. She reported the shooting to the authorities and told officers that she'd mistakenly thought Mr. Jean was intruding in her flat. Representatives of Myanmar's Rohingya minority are in Brussels to discuss with European Union officials and diplomats ways of imposing further sanctions on the Burmese military. They'll also discuss if it's possible to refer Myanmar to the International Criminal Court for alleged human rights abuses against Rohingya Muslims. The governing body for women's tennis has lent support to allegations by the top player Serena Williams that sexism was a factor in her being penalised over an outburst during Saturday's US Open women's final. The chief executive of the WTA, Steve Simon, said it was sexist for Williams to have been docked a game for verbal abuse of the umpire. Russell Fuller has more details of the WTA's response.
They were saying there's different standards in play and that there's more tolerance given to the emotions expressed by men compared to women. And they are also pointing the finger at Carlos Ramos, which has ramifications when you've got leading figures in the sport basically throwing the umpire under a bus, I would argue, very much to protect one of their biggest stars, their biggest commercial asset, admittedly.
The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has confirmed that its executive chairman, Jack Ma, is to step down next year. He'll hand over the reins to Daniel Zhang, who's currently Alibaba's chief executive. Mr. Ma is said to be worth more than $36 billion. BBC News.